This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Joyce Goh, and you're listening to Pressing Matters Right Now, the show that goes behind the headlines where we speak to members of the press on their stories. Joining us today is John Banyab, journalist with the Malay Mail. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Joyce. Thank you.
Well, you were on the ground covering the Cameron's by-elections. Could you share with us just an overall view of the by-elections? How do you think it went?
Okay, the by-election went kind of the way that we predicted to be, because we actually predicted that BN is going to retain the seat. This is because one of the reasons is because it's their stronghold, because they have a lot of majority of Malay voters and also Orang Asli. So if you followed the previous general elections, BN won most of the BN votes came from the Malays and also Orang Asli. So we kind of waited, but it went smoothly. We could say that the election went smoothly, even though there was a one or two incidents of allegation that there were some vote buyings and everything. But overall, it's kind of predicted.
Okay. What was the mood like on the ground amongst the voters?
Okay. The mood was okay. There are two constituencies in the Cameron Highlands Parliamentary, okay? The one would be on July and another one would be on Kanarata. Mm. So July is mainly Malays. Okay, about 80 to 70% is Malays, followed by Orang Asli. And then if you come back to Kanarata, they have like Chinese is the majority, but followed by Malay, and then Orang Asli, and then Indian. So if you talk about mood, in July it's kind of different, and Kanarata is kind of different. Because July, since the state is owned by, Pang Menteri Besar, so they have this kind of loyalty towards him, and also the party BN. So whenever time we interview the people, and then they were like behind Barisan, even the Orang Asli. So, but if you come to Kanarata, it's a bit different because they have a mix of mostly the voters are Chinese and Orang Asli and also Indian. So they will prefer to the way that they will prefer the Pakatan lah. But as far as we noticed that most of the July people from July, they support BN because of they don't focus about national issues. The thing all in Cameron is about bread and butter issues, because there were a lot of problems in Cameron. There were like traffic problems, landslide, houses are expensive, they don't get affordable houses, job opportunity is less, and farmers are suffering because of they couldn't invest more on their farming activities because the TOL they given to them is only 1 year. So it's a bit difficult. So a lot of problems there. So this is the mood of voters at the moment at there.
Okay, so when you say that, earlier you mentioned that BN won, because that's what you guys have predicted, because Cameron's is a BN stronghold. So if these kind of bread and butter issues, is it something that is just starting to happen, or is it something that's been happening for years already?
Okay, it has been happening for years. But the thing is with the people in July, as I said, there's the July constituency, they don't actually care about this problem because most of the problems happen in Kanarata. July is mainly on about issues of land. So they don't actually bother about this, but they show loyalty to the party and also their leader.
Okay.
So that makes things difficult to actually... But in Kanarata, it's different. The problem has been ongoing since. And it's not easy to solve as well. The traffic problems, the land issues and everything. So they are kind of like settled down. People actually like accept the fact, something like that.
Okay. Well, on Saturday, Barisan's Ramli Mohammad Noor became the first Orang Asli to be elected as an MP after winning the Cameron Highlands by-election. He won by over 3,000 vote majority in a four-cornered contest against Pakatan candidate M. Manogaran and independent candidates Salehuddin Abdul Talib and Wong Seng Yi. Earlier, John, you mentioned that, at the end of the day, it looks like they chose loyalty to the party and leader. Some analysts are saying that it could be a case of voters voting for the personality, voting for the person as opposed to the party. Because Ramli Mohammad Noor is actually an Orang Asli, and he was a top cop there. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. If we say that people voted based on the personalities, it could be because of the from Orang Asli, six became from Orang Asli because they were happy to have their own people. I mean, Orang Asli representing them. So in that case, yes. But other voters, I mean, they don't actually. I mean, it's not wrong to say they don't actually look on the personality of the on the candidate. Mm. They actually believe that party could help them. So that's the reason most of them supported BN because they knew the great and issues can be settled by the state government. They don't need to settle back up. So they focus on the party, which could actually help them because state issues always belong to the state. Problems can only be solved to the state government. Mm-hmm. And also same goes to like the applying license, land issues, everything. So personality wise, Ramli was a bit. People talk about him a lot because he has a good background. Mm. And then Manoharan, in terms of Manoharan, he contested twice there before.
Yeah.
But same again, people believe in Pakatan. Their supporters believe in the party. So I'm not sure about personalities, whether it affected the votes and everything. But most of them are loyal to the party.
I see. Okay. So when you were on the ground, did you speak to anyone when it came to the personalities? Were there conversations about them? Or was it more on, were there conversations about the candidates? Or was it more on the party? Actual conversations on the ground?
It was more on the party.
Okay.
People we interviewed, it was more on the party than the candidate. Actually, they don't mind, they don't care who are the candidate actually. Because previously, if you notice, the seat is traditionally owned by BN, which is from MIC.
Mm-hmm.
MIC candidate was there. So even the Malays they don't mind voting for an Indian candidate before.
Mm-hmm.
So the personality of the candidate wasn't a problem. So they trust the party actually.
Okay. Do you think that Pakatan Harapan actually had a chance though to win, or was it a given that Barisan Nasional was going to win Cameron's?
Okay. Talking about chances, yes, Pakatan Harapan could have chances if the outrition voters come back. Because most of the people, mostly Chinese and Indians voters, they have settled outside of Cameron. So if they would have returned, then Pakatan would have chances to win. So the outstation voters played an important role. But since the election was on a week that was near to Chinese New Year, so most of the Chinese voters, they didn't return. We interviewed some of the parents, some of the residents at them. They said their students is not returning, their family members is not returning, their relative friends are all not returning. But they do come back to the previous general election. So that is the reason, one of the reasons why the margin was a bit less compared to this by-election.
Interesting. So if they would have come back, you think Pakatan might have a better chance of winning, or maybe narrow the margin?
Narrow the margin, actually.
But still lose the by-elections, you reckon?
Because PAS decided to support Barisan.
Yeah, we'll speak more about that after the break. So we're speaking to John Bunyan, journalist with the Malay Mail. After this, we'll continue our conversation on the Cameron's by-election, in which John was covering on the ground over the weekend. So stay tuned to The Morning Run at BFM 89.9. Good morning, you're listening to Pressing Matters, the show that goes behind the headlines where I speak to members of the press on their stories. Today, we're speaking to John Bunyan, journalist with the Malay Mail, who covered the Cameron's by-election on the ground. So, John, earlier we were talking about the candidates and reasons as to why Barisan Nasional won the Cameron Highlands by-election. Now, one of the reasons you mentioned could be because of the past BN alliance that was struck. Could you talk more about that? Elaborate on that point?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so the reason why I said PAS played an important role in this election, by-election, is because in the previous election, if you notice that the margin was only around 500 votes, majority of 500 different. Mm. But this time, since PAS said they're going to support UMNO, BN, particularly UMNO, so they actually had a better chance. I mean, we actually predicted the difference would be around 2,000 majority of votes.
Mm.
But they managed to get 3,000 actually. So it's the cooperation, I mean the cooperation between them actually worked, and then it could continue in other by elections also, providing that the majority are Malays. So they have chances to their plan actually. We could say that BN's strategy in Cameron Island went well.
Yeah. So, what you're saying is that past backers helped widen the victory margin for BN to over 3,000 votes from the 597 vote majority. The coalition won the parliamentary seat in the elections on May 9th last year, right? So that margin definitely widened just this time around. So you think this will embolden the two parties to deepen their working relationship moving forward?
Yeah, it will. Because when the past president came down to Cameron, they actually planned to actually continue this even after the election. The UMNO president said that they're going to continue this because they believe that this would actually help them to win back some of the seats in by election. So they're going to continue it. Not only by election, they have some other Muslim agenda as well. So they believe that this could help them. This cooperation between both of the parties could help them to get what they want.
The results had also proven wrong the initial hypothesis that Felda and rural Malay votes will shift due to their loyalty and allegiance to the government of the day. What's your take on that? Did you talk to any Felda and rural Malay voters?
Yeah, we did talk to some of the Felda settlers there. Okay, actually, they are facing some debt problem, and also land issues as well.
Okay.
So they actually knew that they knew that Barisan could actually help them because in some of their Barisan's charama and everything, they actually promised that they're going to help these Felda settlers. They said they're going to renew. I mean, they're going to extend their TOL. They're going to solve their debt issue and everything. So when a state is owned by Mansi Basab, and then he came out and said that, okay, I'm going to do this for you all, the people have more confidence on him, and also the party, because they know that BN is a state government. So that played a factor also among the settlers.
I see. But what about the ongoing like FGV issue and 1MDB issues? Did they have any impact on the voters at all? Or are the voters even aware of these things that are happening on the ground with regards to FGV and 1MDB, the news that's coming out?
Okay. To be honest, people don't actually bother about national issues. Mm-hmm. Because in Cameron, it's all about bread and butter issues.
Okay.
So if I have interviewed some of the Orang Asli, Orang Asli in the rural area, they don't actually know about what's happening. I mean, what are the 1MD issues? They don't even know. For Felda settlers, they said the person who involved has been charged, and then nothing has been done. So they believe that he might not be guilty and so on. So they don't bother because the thing has prolonged for some time, so people tend to either not bother about it or they forgot about it.
Yeah, and former Prime Minister Dato Sri Najib Razak went to the ground at Cameron Highlands. So this Najib factor, how big a factor was he when it came to the Cameron Highlands by-election? Do you think he played a part in the win?
He played a part, especially among the young Malays, actually. Because due to his recent social media sensation by using the tagline of Malu Upper Bosco and everything, and also he trolls Pakatan almost every day in his post. So the young Malay voters, they actually seems to follow in everything. So yeah, wherever you go, we covered some of his campaigning in Cameron. Mm-hmm. We see lots of youths were gathering at there. So yeah, he played a part in pulling out the young voters, especially Malays.
Okay, interesting. So now that you've covered this election and it's over, do you think this win was a one-off for Barisan, or do you think it's going to signal a wider change when it comes to votes for Barisan moving forward? Because there is another by-election coming up.
Okay, There are two situations here we have to look at. Okay, I would say it's one off, but if let's say the by-election is in a constituency of where there are a lot of Malay voters, then I think that they would have chance. It would continue. But if like in so many on every but other constituency where they are balanced kind of voters or Chinese would be more or Indian would be more, then I don't think so. Pakatan chances are very low lah. If this continues, but in the area of where there are a lot of Malays, yes, they could because since PAS is backing them up. So yeah, but if the constituency is don't have like a lot of Malay voters, it's balanced. Then I don't think so it will continue. But yeah, we are actually already predicted in Chennai because it's their stronghold.
Mm.
In other areas, it's a bit difficult to tell now. But in my personal opinion, I would say it's one off.
Okay. But it could be replicated. I mean, who knows, right? I mean, look at the margin.
Yeah.
That kind of from a margin that's 500 over votes, the margin's grown to over 3,000 votes. So
yeah,
do you think
this
is something, I mean, definitely I think Pakatan should sit up and take notice of. In your opinion, what does this mean for Pakatan moving forward?
Okay, Pakatan, this election is, as previously Lim Kit-sang, the DAP advisor Lim Kit-sang has said that this is a test for BN. This election is a test for BN, okay? It's a test for BN. If they win this election, they will be going all out in other elections as well. They would go all out to garner the votes, especially Malay votes. So now what Pakatan has to do is, if they want to retain some of their seats, they want to win some of the seats, and then they have to try to focus on fulfilling the promises they make, and also they have to focus on issues that related to Malays as well, because we have to accept the fact that most of the areas, the voters are Malays. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then this Barisan is championing for the Malays and their rights and everything. So they are garnering the votes via that. So we should also focus. I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't focus at all. They should do more, like how BN is doing.
Okay.
Especially for the Malay voters, yeah.
Yeah, so they also need to reassess, I guess, their messaging and how they do their, I guess, going down to the ground and when they meet voters, they're campaigning, right?
Yeah. They should. I mean, the way that Pakatan campaign and the way BN campaign this time is a bit different because Pakatan, they had like a very big sharama. They went walkabout and everything. But what BN did was, they placed their missionary in most of the villages, voters' village. So they stay with the missionary stay with the voters actually for like 5 days, 7 days. So they could actually, they had a very like personal touch and everything. So I think that played a part as well.
Interesting. Well, we've been speaking to John Bunyan, journalist with the Malay Mail. Thank you, John, for being on the show today. And that's all we have on Pressing Matters on the Morning Run today. Stay tuned for the 10 a.m. news after this, followed by Enterprise at BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.